Music critics and old school country stars have been taking aim at a certain Nashville culture that's all over the radio right now. They say there are too many songs about dudes with trucks, guzzling beer, talking about scantily clad women. Yeah, the girls around here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs. I hope you're wearing those frayed out cutoffs. Makes me want to get lost out in the moonlight. Drop the tailgate down on a turn row. Watch the corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. There are songs that have been dubbed bro country, and two 18-year-olds are getting a lot of attention for taking on the bros. The song is called Girl in a Country Song, and the singers are Maddie Marlowe and Tay Dye, and they join us now. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, you should have seen us whenever you were playing those clips. We were in here jamming out.
Well, the references in your song are so specific that obviously you are fans of this music. And yeah. I understand that when you sat down to write it, you were doing it in a writing session, and you made a kind of bro country checklist. What were some of the things that were on the list?
This is Tay, and I think it had trucks, tailgates, cutoffs, tan lines,
and tan legs.
Yes, dirt roads, and the most important one, the girls.
Yes,
the smoking hot girl.
I hear you over there on your tailgate whistling, saying, "Hey, girl," but you know I.
And I noticed right away at the top, you've got that hey girl line. Do you have beef with that term a little bit? I mean, do you think that in particular gets overused, calling women girls?
This is Tay, and there's absolutely no beef with that line or any of the lines. In fact, it's just a trend that kind of became irresponsible in its view of women. So we wanted to come at it from our perspective.
Definitely. This is Maddie, and we're like, you know, if you love us as much as you say you do, shouldn't you know our name? I mean... 'Cause I got a name, and to you it ain't pretty little thing. Howdy, your baby, it's driving me red, 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 and it crazy.
Now, the thing is, you both are, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, extremely attractive. Okay, you are beautiful young women, long blonde hair. I don't know if I saw any cutoffs in the promotional photos, but you definitely kind of have the look of the ladies who might be in these songs. And did you actually identify with it?
Yes, Tay and I, both of us love a good pair of cutoffs. I mean, we're from Texas and Oklahoma. It gets pretty hot down here. But, you know, looking good for the boys is not all we have to offer for them. And, you know, we're bringing a voice for the girls in country music. And that's why we came at this topic with a different perspective.
Now, you guys obviously love the music and are having fun with some of the cliches of it, but you said it was getting to the point where they were irresponsible. Is there a little bit of a mixed message here? Like, on the one hand, you're saying, we love it. On the other hand, you're saying, well, it treats us poorly.
The thing is, we do feel like this trend has been, you know, it's been very, very consistent, and we want to give this girl that these guys love singing about a voice.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold and he's painted on cut-off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
That girl's got a tough gig, let me tell you.
But wait a second, she's sitting on a truck in a bikini. Like, it doesn't sound like that tough a gig.
Well, we say it's a tough gig because, yes, we wear bathing suits and we wear cut-ups, but we do it when we want to, not necessarily when the guy puts us in that place.
Yes, it is a tough gig because you have to look a certain way to be looked at as a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
And that's one message that we want this song to put out there, is that every woman should feel beautiful, whether you're in cut-offs, whether you don't have tan legs.
Do you think that this, by calling it out, do you think that you're getting people to... the men writing these songs to rethink how they're talking about women?
You know, this is Maddie, and I hope that we are a little bit, because as women, we don't want to be thought as one-dimensional, and that's kind of how these songs have been portraying women. And so we hope that kind of changes the game just a little bit.
Well, Tay Dye and Maddie Marlowe, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for having us. We appreciate y'all so much.
Maddie and Tay, a new duo, telling us about their new single, Girl in a Country Song. We used to get